CBS News Update, I'm Bill Whitney. President Obama seems to have picked another battle. CBS News has confirmed that he'll nominate former Senator Chuck Hagel, a Nebraska Republican, for Secretary of Defense. Political analyst Larry Sabato says Hagel is not a popular choice.
If the president pushes hard enough, given the fact that you've got 55 Democratic votes in the new Senate, he'll probably get confirmed. But the president's going to have to spend some capital, and this one is going to be rough.
Hagel is popular with the military. He's a decorated Vietnam combat veteran. But CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says he has trouble with hawks on Capitol Hill.
His desire, even more so than those in the Obama administration in many cases, to avoid war with Iran. He has urged more open dialogue directly with Iran. He's also at times urged the United States to have direct dialogue with groups like Hamas.
Some say he's anti-Israel. Hagel recently apologized for an anti-gay remark he made 15 years ago. CBS News Update. I'm Bill Whitney.
It's 10:33 here on WTOP. We go in depth tonight with Tim Mak. He covers defense for Politico. Wow, Tim, in just 1 minute there in that CBS special report, we had so many, I guess you could say, strikes against Hagel. Why do you think the president picked him?
Well, the president wants, obviously, to make a bold choice. In a time where we're looking at real austerity for the Pentagon, real defense cuts over the next few years, extending over the next decade, he wants someone who isn't going to be intimidated by fights. And I think he's trying to send that point. Chuck Hagel is a guy who has previously advocated for a lower level of defense spending, and it looks like lower defense spending is what we're going to get. And to oversee this, the president wants someone who is, yes, sure, controversial, but someone who's also willing to stand up and fight.
What does Hagel's political party or background have to do with this pick, if anything?
Well, you know, Chuck Hagel is a former Republican senator. Although he has endorsed the president, he endorsed the president in 2008 and 2012. And so his stature among Republicans has been somewhat diminished. He's always been more of a moderate in the Republican Party when it comes to foreign policy. But he is a senator. And, you know, to be confirmed, he's going to have to convince members of the Senate to confirm him. The Senate has typically been a very collegial body and very deferential to former members.
Do you see any problem with confirmation in the end?
It's going to be a tough battle. I think if the president really pushes hard for it, and the president clearly is gearing up for a real battle on this issue, he is going to very likely get what he wants. If you talk to senators on Capitol Hill, as you know, a lot of reporters at Politico have been, you'll see they have reservations about him, either on his comments in 1998 about a gay ambassadorial candidate. He said some unkind anti-gay things back in 1998, or some of his statements on Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah, as your report mentioned. Those are going to be the real sticking points, and you can expect in his confirmation hearings, if they do happen, these are going to be the major issues that come up.
Tim, thank you very much, and we look forward to having you back as we get closer to confirmation time for more analysis. We sure appreciate it tonight.
Thank you.
That's Tim Mak. He covers defense for Politico. As we learned tonight that Chuck Hagel is the man, the expected nominee by President Obama to be the next Secretary of Defense, Tim Mak was just telling us it might be a pretty tough confirmation battle. WTOP News Time, 10:35.
This is an urgent message for all individuals.